Hello, this is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
You're listening to KPPPLPFM. We're broadcasting live right now through 365 Live. We're on the air, and you just heard UB40's Rat in Me Kitchen. Now, today we have a very interesting show for you on hate crimes and hate mongers. We'll be talking about the increase in hate crimes in our country that has been going on for a while, probably for the last decade. There has been an ever steadily rising increase. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been tracking the increase in the number of hate groups that have been formed and in the number of people that are joining said hate groups, as well as in the number of hate crimes that have risen in our country. I believe I had heard that they had risen more than 50%, the number of hate groups in our country.
Wow, well, that's huge.
It is. It's like it's hate on steroids all of a sudden. And we want to talk about why that is happening. Obviously, we have a long history of racism and hate in our country. It was, you know, founded on slavery and the genocide of indigenous people and the land theft of those people. So we do have a legacy to contend with where race is concerned in this country. But what is it that continues to feed this bonfire of hate? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to cover a couple of things that happened during this week. I'm going to touch on Moral Monday, which was a protest that was held in St. Louis. We'll be talking about a crazy charge against two of the protesters. I don't know if folks heard about this, but there was an SUV that plowed through protesters that were protesting for Moral Monday in Ferguson, St. Louis. This is close to the anniversary of the death of Michael Brown at the hands of Officer Darren Wilson. And these are two queer black women activists, part of the Black Lives Matter movement, Alexis Templeton and Brittany Farrell. They were the ones that were charged after the SUV plowed through the crowd. Those two activists were charged with a hate crime.
So, wow. That is so bizarre. It's any protesting now results in terror against the protesters.
Well, I mean, it's just so ironic. It's like a huge slap in the face to use these kinds of events to charge the same black people that are there to protest for their lives with assault, with resisting arrest and injury of death. Injury of death. I'm like, that sounds like what the SUV driver was trying to do to the protesters, well, not the other way around.
Well, a vehicle is considered a use of lethal force. And also to be charged with a hate crime, I mean, it's just preposterous. I just can't believe that they're doing that. But I do believe it, actually. I do believe it.
Well, we'll get more into the details of that story in a little bit. I want to cover all our topics so people know what they're in for on today's show. It's going to be a doozy.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to KPPPLPFM. Right now, we are broadcasting live. We're talking about hate crimes and hate mongers. You have heard about hate crimes happening in our local community. You've probably heard about them happening all over our country. Recently, one of the most giant news stories that was all over nationally was the story about Dylan Roof. Remember this guy?
Oh, definitely. How can you forget?
That was a hate crime.
Yes.
This guy went into a church in South Carolina and he killed 9 people. And he said the black people were raping and their women and that he wanted to take his country back.
Interestingly enough, that guy killed a lot of women.
Hey, who's that?
Yeah, what's that voice?
It's the lizard.
It's me.
The lizard.
Who's hi, lizard?
Hi.
So you were saying what now? He killed
a majority of the people he killed were women.
Right.
Which is weird because he's protecting women, isn't he?
White women.
Oh, white women, of course.
But black women's lives have always been devalued in this discussion of anti-black hate. And that is one of the things that we are talking about. Anti-black hate. Hate toward any group, any religion, toward homosexuals, toward trans and queer people, towards women. All of those things are detrimental to us as a society. They harm us as a people, as a community. They visit hatred, violence, and disdain and marginalization upon the weakest people, the most vulnerable people in our society. How do you guys feel about this? We want to hear your point of view on this topic of hate crimes and hate mongers. You can contact us and leave us a message at 701-566-0917, or you can tweet us at media_PPP, or email me at cindy@kpppfm.com. Or you can also email Duke at duke@kpppfm.com.
Even though we're broadcasting live right now, we do have a webpage at kpppfm.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts. You can also comment on the podcast, and the comments go right below them. You just click on the podcast button. Right now, if you went to the page, you could click on live and on the air, and you could click on live on the air and listen to us.
Mm-hmm. And we do want to hear what you have to say about this. We will also be talking about the Denver police and how they've been harassing activists. This is not just happening in Denver, by the way. Black Lives Matter activists, journalists that are following the Black Lives Matter movement have also been targeted. Black Lives Matter has been targeted by Homeland Security. People in the Black Lives Matter protests have been targeted by Homeland Security. And some groups, some people are calling Black Lives Matter a terrorist group.
Whoa, boy.
I think that sounds kind of familiar.
Mm-hmm. Like the Black Panthers, maybe? Is that what you're talking about?
Very much.
Or the Brown Berets?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or AIM.
Oh, my goodness. It seems like a pattern.
We're repeating the same COINTELPRO type, witch hunt. Really, it's a witch. What do you call this type of behavior by our own government when the people that are being killed are Black people and brown people at the hands of the police, of the highway patrolmen, of the guards in the prisons? What else can you call it?
Genocide. Martial law.
Martial law. Peaceful protesters at Black Lives Matter events all around the country have been met with violence, with repression. Meanwhile, you have Clive and Bundy's and their groups. You have open carry people that are marching around Target stores. You've got armed white men marching around in Ferguson, the Oath Keepers, frightening people, causing law enforcement to feel as if they are being incendiary and causing more danger for everyone in Ferguson, both law enforcement and the protesters. And yet, you don't see them violently attacking, tear gassing, arresting these folks. Instead, they're out there arresting Cornel West and other members of the Black Lives Matter leadership and clergy. What is wrong with us in America when we're out arresting holy people, philosophers, throwing tear gas at journalists, and we've got wing nuts like Dylann Roof? They stop off at Burger King before they take him to jail.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. There was even a local story, by the way. There was a local story. I think it was somebody in Grand Forks, but I'm not sure. But there was a story about a guy who escaped from jail. He was being transported to jail, and he asked the officer if he could, when he was arrested, he had his cat. He wanted to stop by and drop his cat off somewhere.
Really?
And they let him.
They let him.
And he got away.
Wow.
This is what I'm talking about.
Well, he must have been a cat burglar, right?
I don't know.
It's such a bad joke.
It shows that white people see and feel that other white people are not threats. They're not violent. They're not going to pose any danger.
They're human beings who deserve respect,
right,
and dignity, and some kind of compassion and empathy.
And
it's
yet,
weird.
The majority of mass shootings that go on one a week in this country are mostly white males. And many of them are tied to hatred of women, hatred of homosexuals, hatred, anti-Semitic views, and hatred of Black people and brown people. What was that guy in Louisiana that shot up the theater, the movie theater?
Oh, yeah. I remember him. I don't remember his name.
He had some worship of the neo-Nazis as well, all plastered all over his page. He was a radio host, a controversial radio host.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to the media because we talked about the media, the local media coverage of stories and how that was really upsetting a lot of people because of the media bias that was inherent in these stories that people have been criticizing coming out of Valley News Live.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to talk about it again today because things have heated up.
And they just heated up tonight.
It's very
fresh news on this one.
Oh, yes. You and I want to hear about that, folks.
Sounds exciting.
It is. You want to stay tuned for that. And then we're going to talk about some very specific hate crimes, not the one that they are alleging against the Black Lives Matter protesters, but some of the other hate crimes that have been occurring in our country. For example, a Lowe's manager bowed to the request of a racist customer and refused to have the black driver make the delivery because the white customer said they did not want a black person to deliver their products to their house. And that's just insane to me that a manager at a Lowe's would conform to that. Can you imagine if somebody went to the Fargo Theater, for example, and there was a black person selling the tickets or serving you your drinks and your popcorn, and somebody said, I don't want that person to serve me. Can you imagine if the Fargo Theater told that person, you can't handle this person's popcorn. Go somewhere else because this person is racist and they don't want you to touch their food.
Wow. Mm. Well, you know, all sorts of things people are starting to get away with and starting to try to impose, and they've been forgetting about public accommodations and that when you serve the public, you have to adhere to the laws. You have to adhere to a lot of the protocols to deal with people, and the anti-discrimination laws have been totally tossed out. And people feel that now they can decide just to do things the way they want, like we talked about in yesterday's podcast about refugee resettlement in the Fargo-Moorhead area, specifically in Fargo, where people feel like they can just say, these people can't come here. Even though they're legal immigrants, we don't want them here, so they shouldn't come. And you can't do that. You can't do that. And people have been starting to go down a slippery slope of thinking that they can actually enact their own racism and separatism and keep people out. And it's plain wrong, it's illegal, and people shouldn't do it.
I feel like we're really regressing, actually. I mean, I used to think, oh, back then things were much worse and we're so much better now, but watching the news and seeing all the deaths and the horrible racist acts of today, I'm like, we're regressing back to how things used to be, maybe even worse.
Yeah, we really have a situation in our country where I believe the fact that we have a black president and that we have kind of put the idea of racism under two categories. You're calling someone a racial epithet, or you're burning a cross. If it's not one of those two things, you can't really call it racism. I mean, people were even confused about whether or not the killing, the massacre of the AME churchgoers was a racial act. People were asking the question in the news, was it racist?
Well, part of the problem is that the hate crime legislation, that's actually not a problem. I think the problem was people's understanding of hate crime. Hate crimes are against a specific group of people. So when you kill 9 black people because they're black, it's a hate crime because you hate black people and you get a higher charge for that hatred.
Now, I've gotten into very heated debates and lost friends that I thought were really nice people over the discussion of whether or not hate crime legislation should even exist, because this particular person said to me, one particular person that was very upset about the discussion on hate crime said, that crimes are crimes. Should we have a separate extra crime for those who hate black people or gay people? Should that be a punishable crime? You just having an opinion that you hate someone?
Yes.
And acting on that opinion? Why? I mean, if you assault someone and punch someone in the face, That's a crime. There's an assault. Why should it be added on to your charges? Why should there be added charges for the fact that the reason that you punched that person in the face was because they were gay or because they were black? Why should that be an extra punishment? What do you think?
What should be? It definitely should be, because there are different gradients of harm. They go deeper and deeper. And when we structure our legislation dealing with crimes, as crimes get worse for people, worse for humanity, there is larger consequences. And you know, there's all sorts of drug-free, weapon-free zones in parks. If you were with a weapon or selling drugs near a park because of children, you would face larger criminal penalties. One of the problems with our...
Oh, that's a very good example, because, I mean, selling drugs is already punishable via, our laws. So why do you need to add an extra charge if you do it next to a school?
Because you're harming children. You're deepening the harm when it comes to people in the community.
I think also it's because it's more reprehensible in our society to sell drugs to children, to corrupt our innocent children. In our society, we protect the weak. We're supposed to be protecting the weak, right?
Yes, exactly. And I don't use the word minority very often, but it's used in legal terms quite a bit. And hate crime legislation deals with people who are not the majority, that are facing more than the normative culture. So when a crime is committed because of the hatred of the minority, that is deeper than doing it against white people. I mean, it makes sense in a stratified racist society with classism and racism that you would have these crimes be able to be punishable at a higher level.
Right. But there is a very big backlash. Anytime anyone introduces any legislation to try to stop hate. In North Dakota, you can still throw someone out of their apartment or fire them from their job because they're a homosexual. Totally legal to do.
Yes, because you're not protected in the Human Rights Act in North Dakota for your sexual orientation or sexual preference.
Who are the people out there? Who are the heartless people out there that don't feel that everyone should have a right to have a roof over their head or hold their job if they are born a homosexual?
It's so archaic and evil.
Well, the United States does not really adhere to the UN Declaration on Human Rights. The UN Declaration on Human Rights, which protects everybody. Everybody deserves a place to live, deserves a home. It's a basic human right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've suspended a lot of basic human rights in this country. Look at Gitmo.
Oh, yes.
Need I say more?
Yes, and killing Americans without trials overseas. When it comes
with
to
drones.
With drones. You know, when it comes to hate crimes, too, is that... I support hate crime legislation, but they're very, very, very seldom actually enforced. There's been situations in Moorhead where people petitioned for it being charged as a hate crime, mm-hmm. because hate crimes are a valid crime in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not pursued by the prosecution.
Well, if it's not enforced, it doesn't exist.
That's right.
Exactly. That's my girl. She knows that. I've always taught her this because of my paralegal background. I say if there's no enforcement, then the law might as well not exist.
And I'm glad you said that, Lizzie, because you are a young woman of color. Mm-hmm. These things affect you more than me being a white, middle-aged man.
I know.
And we have to talk about how our families and our lives are affected, whether or not the people that are being racist or throwing out that hate for other people to latch on to and using this vitriol to turn people against each other in our community or our nation, we need to fight against that, regardless of whether or not there's hate legislation in your community and in your state or in your country to protect a person or a group of people that should be protected. You can still do something. And we're going to talk about some of the things people have been doing.
Excellent.
But first, I want to get into the story of Alex Templeton and Brittany Farrell, the two queer black activists, part of the Moral Monday protests. There was a video online. You can go and look on Twitter, and there are hashtags for Free Brittany and Free Alex, and there's a video of this SUV driver. You really have to watch the whole setup of the video, because you can see that they had these barriers, these like plastic barriers that they set up across the street, like the kind that they set up when they're mopping floors, it looked like. And they didn't look like cones, but they were these, you know, like these barriers that they had all over the place.
Okay.
So that they were blocking the highway on I-70. And then they had the people linking hands, making a human chain across the highway. There was tons of cars backed up on the highway. And one of the drivers in an SUV that was at the very front of the line decided that he or she, I don't know who the driver was just going to plow through those protesters. We had another incident like this happen at a protest in Minneapolis. Do you remember that?
I vaguely remember someone plowing through the crowd that's protesting, and one person got injured.
And they
critically
dragged a human being with the car.
Yeah.
That person was not charged.
That's lethal force.
Lethal force. Can you imagine doing that to a cop?
No.
Oh.
Sam DuBose was killed because a cop said that he tried to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
And Christian Taylor was killed because he was, according to the police, he was also threatening police with his vehicle. I feel as if these lethal force of the car is only applicable to protecting white people or white officers.
Yes, yes.
Because it certainly did not apply in this case to Alex Templeton and Brittany Farrell. And it's incredible. They actually said that the women, or the people that you know, they punched on top of the car hood. They were pounding on the car hood as the driver floored the gas and tried to run them over. And then they had to jump out of the way to avoid being drug under the car. But the crazy thing about this is that was put in the police report as part of the charges that they assaulted the property of this person and they caused $5,000 worth of damage. I mean, take a look at the video. It didn't look like they caused any damage that I could see. And any damage that was caused by that driver dragging one of those barriers and damaging his own car, I think would be attributable to the fact that he drove into the barrier. Yeah, I mean, it was in the road.
Yep, and he drove over and drug it along. We're going to post this video at the bottom of the podcast when we put this on our webpage at kpppfm.com.
Watch the video, folks. Tell me what you think. And what do you think about, think about this. Let it sink into your brain. These are two queer black women that are part of this movement to stop the lives, the indiscriminate killing, the daily lynchings by police of people of color. And the result is they're charged with a hate crime.
Wow.
It's stunning. It's stunning.
It is very stunning. Very stunning.
It is just as upsetting as having the Dylann Roof massacre occur and Bree Newsom go and climb that flagpole and having cops waiting to arrest her for removing a symbol of hate in this country after a mass murder.
Exactly.
It when does America wake up and just look at itself and go, ugh, let's go wash all of this crap off of us. We are like in the muck racism.
We are, definitely.
And we need to wash this stuff off.
Wash away the sin.
It is just really horrible stuff to see. It made me sick to my stomach and angry at the state of race relations in this country. I want to hear what you have to say about that video and what do you think about this alleged hate crime that these women are being charged with. You can leave us a message at 701-566-0917. Leave your comments at media_PPP on Twitter, or you can email us at Cindy@kpppfm.com or Duke@kpppfm.com.
And just to let you know, you are listening to KPPP-LP-FM. We're broadcasting online through 365 Live right now, and we're soon going to be found on your radio dial at 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves.
If you just tuned in, we are talking about hate crimes and hate mongers. In the studio with me, of course, is Duke.
That's me.
And there's also the Lizard.
Hi.
Giving us their views on what we're talking about on air. Another story that came out of the Denver police is that the police department there has been targeting activists. Now, this is not something new. There was a rally outside the statewide conference of chiefs of police on July 20th, and it was being observed that the department, the Denver Police Department, had a handbook they had compiled with names, photos, and details of local organizers. This sounds just like when the voting, the what are those Freedom Riders, when they were taking down the names of all of these Freedom Riders and activists during the civil rights movements,
mm-hmm.
they would go to their meetings where they were holding meetings to organize and plan, and they would have the cops outside in the parking lot taking down license plate numbers and yeah. following, finding out people's addresses, threatening and harassing them. This is scary stuff, folks. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this, Duke?
Well, it's definitely denying people their constitutional rights. They've been doing it all the time. They did it in the 60s. They've been doing it ever since. One reason we're not knowing about, oh, actually, we know about it now because of social media, our access to media, and people putting things out for us to see. Our national media and our mainstream media and our local media is not covering any of these things that have happened this week. We watched it today. We actually watched all the news today. Not a thing is mentioned about any of these things.
Well, there was one mention because of the Pride. It's the Pride Week. Happy Pride Week, everybody.
Happy Pride.
And they had... Josh Boshay was talking about how they didn't pass any hate crime legislation to protect gay people. So we did see one mention of how hate in our community is not being addressed in the news.
No, it's not.
But it did very seldom is talked about, racism and hate. And many times it's the very news, the very media that we depend on for our information that is misleading us and whipping folks into a frenzy of racial hatred.
Oh, yeah. We see it every day in our local media. And in fact, on our podcast, we've been covering local media.
And not just that, hatred toward women.
Yes.
Hatred toward women's rights to define their own lives and have the right to choose what to do with their own bodies. And hatred toward queer, trans, and homosexual people. This is something we see in every community in this country and something we are rarely addressing in our media, except, unfortunately, it feels, to push certain very conservative, very archaic, very Tea Party, very Fox Newsy-ish type of agendas. We're going to be talking about that because a group called Unity ND recently started a faux Facebook page, a fake Facebook page, a spoof page about Valley News Live. They've been getting a lot of criticism lately for their coverage of stories. There are stories where they were covering incidences of crimes between, or alleged crimes involving people of color, where the words thug, criminal, animals were thrown around. Animal. Were thrown around mm-hmm. by the reporters and by the police. This is very disturbing, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, but we're going to get to that later. Oh, there's also a Twitter account. It's called Valley Hate Live. If you're listening live right now, jump on your Facebook and check it out.
Yeah.
It's a hoot.
It is, and they actually have footage and all sorts of things that the people, the employees of Valley News Live, and how they can, what they've been saying. I mean, mm-hmm. it's right there. And you judge for yourself when you look at these clips and look at what's been being produced out of Valley News Live.
I had a very heated debate on my Facebook page because I posted a message, a post by a friend and former colleague in journalism, John Rodenbiker, who stated that he was really, basically he was disgusted with the reporting that was coming out of Valley News Live. And also there were calls by the local president of the Human Rights Coalition to call Valley News Live after he had a very ugly encounter with Ike Walker, the news director at Valley News Live,
mm-hmm.
after he told him that the news reporting was biased, unfair, misleading, that it was conflating illegal immigration with legal immigration by showing Mexican immigrants in the footage of a story talking about legal refugees coming to this country.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure that this, I mean, all of this discussion online has a lot of people angry. I've seen it all over my feed. I don't know how it's possible that the people at Valley News Live and the folks that work there haven't heard this. I mean,
I'm sure they have. I'm sure they have. And one of the things that they'll discredit anything happening out in social media or people's opinions, even constituents calling them up and saying, I have a problem with this, and them being told your voice doesn't matter because we're getting good ratings and the ratings lead to advertising dollars. So their news and their programming is based on making money, not really serving the community.
So you think that the reason why they're saying that this isn't something that they know about or it's not even a blip on their radar is because they're just blatantly ignoring it?
Oh, they'll ignore it. They'll ignore it until they don't have to ignore it anymore. The more people, for example, that start promoting this, the Valley Hate Live page, that's going to bother them, but they're going to think, oh, they're just some crazy people out there just spouting around. But
well, let me tell you what John said, because this is what set off this huge debate on my Facebook page. This is the quote. Valley News Live's news director, Ike Walker, is a far right nut job. And given their coverage over the past year, he's also a blatant racist. He's turning what used to be a respectable news station into a local clone of Fox News. Look at his Twitter feed, and we'll have that link for the Twitter feed for Ike Walker's Valley News Live Twitter account available at kpppfm.com.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Going on, he says, good grief. I have to assume that anchors there, Mike Morkin, Stephanie Getz, Kyle Bosch, Lisa Bedeau, Andrea Larson, and of course, Chris Berg, and the rest of the reporting and production crew are nut jobs and racist as well, since they will continue to work there and report racist nut job garbage night after night.
Well, ouch. When your news director is directing the news and that person has very racist tendencies and is outwardly racist, how are you going to deal with it as an employee? I've seen people leave that station. Lots of people have left that station, and they don't really say why. But after seeing this information exposed, I draw my own conclusions.
I had not thought about that. I saw one of the comments saying how they had such huge turnover, and that might be one of the reasons why.
Yeah. Well, look how many people of color are involved in our news agencies. Remember our statistics. Less than 5% of all media is owned by women, and only 3% of media is owned by people of color. So how many people of color are working in media? I don't know that answer. I can look at Valley News Live. There's a few people of color there, but they don't stay there long.
Well, I wanted to interview Cade Ferris, who's one of the leaders in the Unity ND group who actually started this Valley Hate Live Facebook page and Valley Hate Live Twitter account to hold the news media locally accountable for the problems that a lot of people have been reporting. And we're going to talk about that more in depth after our break. We have a special segment again today called Yay and Nay with Nemo and the Lizard.
The Lizard's right here. Set the clip up, Lizzie. What is it about? And set it up. Let's go with it.
It's about movies and my favorite movie and Nemo's most disliked movie of, I think the year, maybe a few years ago.
Cool.
And you give it a yay or a nay, right?
Today I gave it a yay and Nemo gave it a nay.
Great. Okay. Well, let's have a listen to it.
This is Nemo and Lizzie with Yay or Nay. Today I am Yay.
Yay!
Woo, yeah!
And Nemo is Nay.
Yay!
Let's start with Yay. We're talking about movies. Who loves movies?
Me.
I love movies. Today, the movie I'm talking about is Inside Out. It's a great movie about this girl named Riley. It's about a girl, first off, which is awesome.
Cool.
Second off, It's not about her getting a relationship or getting married or being a princess. It's just about her existing. Inside of her head, she has these emotions: joy, disgust, anger, fear, and sadness. And all these emotions intermingle within her brain to make her the person she is. She likes hockey. It's a really interesting movie that's going in depth into the mind, what the emotions do for you. Like, fear is supposed to protect you from dangerous things.
Sure.
Disgust is supposed to make sure you don't get poisoned. Anger is supposed to make sure things are fair. Joy is supposed to just make you happy. And sadness is supposed to allow you to release any of the emotions you've been building up within you.
Ah.
To look back at things you've lost and to be able to mourn them.
So basically what you're saying is that Inside Out is about the healthy expression of emotions.
Yeah. Apparently, some psychologists, which were involved in the movie,
mm-hmm.
said that the most person in tune with their emotions is a girl, mm-hmm. of course,
right.
around the ages of 10 to 12.
Uh-huh.
And this girl is around those ages, so it's like, huh. This is the perfect person to demonstrate how people react to their emotions. Mm-hmm. It shows someone going into depression.
Mm-hmm.
It shows everything, and I'm like, whoa, this movie's great. It talks about someone's emotions. That's the movie. And it's awesome. It makes you love the character. You're like, you find yourself growing up with the character and caring about the little things they do. And I cried during the part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie. It's
okay.
Like, awesome.
So let's play a clip for that, right?
Yep, play All a right. clip.
So, how was the first day of school?
It was fine, I guess. I don't know.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder what is going on inside their head?
Did you guys pick up on that?
Sure did.
Something's wrong.
We're going to find out what's happening, but we'll need support. Signal the husband.
Carrie, all the way!
Uh-oh, she's looking at us.
What did she say?
What? Oh, sorry, sir. No one was listening.
Is it garbage night? We left the toilet seat up. What? What is it, woman? What?
Signal him again.
Ah, so, Riley, how was school?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
For this, we gave up that Brazilian helicopter pilot?
School was great, all right?
What was that? I thought you said we were gonna act casual.
Riley, is everything okay?
Sir, she just rolled her eyes at us.
All right, make a show of force. I don't want to have to put the foot down.
No, not the foot.
Riley, I do not like this new attitude.
Oh, I'll show you attitude, old
no,
man.
No, breathe.
What is your problem? Just leave me alone.
Sir, reporting high levels of sass.
Take it to DEFCON 2.
DEFCON 2!
I don't know where this disrespectful attitude came from.
You want a piece of this, Pops?
Yeah, well, look.
Prepare the foot.
Keys to safety position. Ready to launch on your command, sir.
Just shut up!
Fire! That's it. Go to your room.
The foot is down. The foot is down.
Yeah! Woo!
Good job, gentlemen. That could have been a disaster.
Well, that was a disaster.
Come, fly with me, Gacinha.
See, and all the emotions, if you saw in that clip right there, all the emotions have certain shapes to them. Disgust looks like broccoli, apparently. Anger was a brick. Fear was like a neuron cut in half. And
really?
Yeah. And the joy was the shape of a star, and sadness was the shape of a teardrop. So all these emotions are awesome.
Yeah, and then, like, it was funny because I saw on social media, Tumblr anyway,
mm-hmm.
that the voice actress for Sadness, she came to the premiere in, like, a turtleneck sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked exactly like her character.
Yeah, isn't it weird that movies nowadays just are always look kind of like their actors? Like, Wreck-It Ralph, the character on Fix-A-Fila kind of looked like the voice actor. And I was like, that's weird that they want to make them look like that. Maybe it's just because the voice matches the person, so you just kind of want to reflect it.
I definitely think it helps, especially for animators, because when you have the voice actor there, I mean, obviously, what they're there for is for acting.
Yeah.
And for animators who are trying to design characters, they need to be able to help people in the audio department to create the correct expressions. And so often I notice, like, for example, Olaf from Frozen, that voice actor, people asked him, can you even make that face? And he made, like, the really wide smile. And it was just really hilariously funny because it was, like, on point. And, like, oh, yeah.
You're real. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Right. So,
Jolly mood. Let's move on to your poop stain of a movie.
Right. Okay. Definitely poop stain. I agree. So, Nay in films, Stonewall, it's supposed to be about the beginning of the LGBT movement.
LGBT means lesbian, gay.
Right, lesbian, bisexual, gay, transgender, etc. But based on what I've seen on social media and from what I've been able to see of the film poster and the actor names, it's very, very whitewashed. And as a queer person of color myself, I don't appreciate that much because I have studied the Stonewall riots when I was working on my path to coming out to my family when I was younger.
I haven't actually heard of the movie at all. Like, I've heard the name once, so I'm like, huh, I have no idea why I don't know about this.
Well, you can, like, you know, research what Stonewall is about, but
Stonewall, like,
in this case, since it's a whitewashed film, there are, for some reason, only cis-hetero or cisgendered white gay males, you know, as the protagonists.
They're going to represent people who are disenfranchised. They gotta be looking as white and straight as possible.
Right? Anyway, but the point is that in history, the movement was started, in fact, by queer, transgendered women of color.
Obviously.
Right, Latino and
People who are the most disenfranchised in real life are going to be the first people to act, because they're the people who are dying and suffering the most. They're going to be like, I have to stop this before I literally die. It's not going to be the people who are least disenfranchised who are going to stand up.
Right, so anyone who wants to know more about Stonewall, you know, do your research. Look who started that revolution for the LGBT movement and got us to where we are today, where, you know, LGBT folk can now marry each other. And we still have to get the rights for transgender folk, so...
Yeah, it's definitely a poopy movie.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely go see Inside Out, at least. And ignore Stonewall. Try to find other resources to educate yourself on that revolution.
Want to see a trailer for Stonewall, or... No clip for them. That's our way of retaliation. Well, this is Lizard Animo on Nay and Yay.
Ooh.
I say yay again.
I would like to go see that Inside Out movie, and I don't even like cartoons. I'm done with those.
Sad, sad reality, but you'll love the movie, I swear.
You know, we really have to mention who's doing these shows for our live radio show. And they are young people.
Mm-hmm.
These are young individuals who have taken on producing something for live radio.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking for other folks that want to do that. So if you're somebody that is a DJ, if you have a program, if you're a person that is marginalized in society, a person of color, if you're queer, if you're a woman, if you're a child, and you want to have a voice on the radio, we're your radio station.
That's right. And the people that can teach you, if you don't know how to do it, is Lizzie and Nemo.
Yay.
Well, let's jump back into our topic because I have a lot of information to unpack. We're talking about hate crimes and hate mongers. And a local station, Valley News Live, has been called out for hate mongering in the news. And this is, you know, it's been happening for a while. There's been a lot of news stories probably for the past year that have been almost, you know, incrementally focused on people of color in very negative ways. And that the people of the community have noticed. I've been watching a lot of that conversation happen online. Now everybody probably knows this. If you don't, I'm sharing it now. I've appeared on Chris Berg's POV show many times over the past 2 years. So I went on the show originally because I was infuriated about the fact that there wasn't enough diversity of people. They were talked to a panel of white men about women's you know, reproductive health issues. They would talk to a panel of all non-Indigenous people about Native American issues. They would talk to a panel of all non-Latinos about immigration and other Latino topics. And I thought, what in the heck is that about? Why wouldn't you ask people that have an opinion that are affected by these things you're talking about? Because it seems to me that when you do that repeatedly, it's almost as if you don't want those people to have a voice.
They don't want their opinion. It's obvious.
Yeah, it's not it's not point of view. It's only one point of view.
Well, I have repeatedly heard Chris say that he does invite people, and I've seen him invite people on the show. If you have a point of view, you should come on this show. But I've also told him a lot of people find the show and him intimidating, toxic, racist, etc. And so, yeah, that might be one of the reasons they don't want to do that.
And plus, you know, if you look at people of color and people who are oppressed and disenfranchised, what access they have to media is little. So how is someone going to pop up and go on a live TV show when they've had no experience in media because they've been excluded from media? That's why we started KPPP-FM, to really address the voiceless, the people that don't have access to media. That's why it's so important for the community to get involved and produce their own media, and we'll air it, and we'll support you, and we'll put your voice out there to be heard.
We'll tell your story the way it's supposed to be told.
By you.
By you.
Exactly. Everybody has a right to communicate about their lives without barriers. It says in the United Nations Human Rights
Declaration,
Article 19.
Exactly.
Check it out. You've got communication rights.
That's right.
Let's exercise them.
That's right.
Let's flex them.
Woo, woo.
We're listening to Hate Crimes and Hate Mongers. This is our podcast today. We're on live at 365 Live. We are going to be on your FM dial very soon at 88.1 FM, bringing local color, adding local color to your airwaves.
And you can get a hold of us many ways. One way is to call us and leave a message on our comment line, which is 701-566-0917. You can tweet us at @media_PPP. And also you can email us, Cindy at KPPP. Oh, excuse me. Boy, a lot of P's in there. Cindy at KPPPFM.com. Or Duke at kpppfm.com.
Whew, you did it.
It's always going to be a doozy.
It's going to get easier and easier. It's just going to roll off the tongue after
you
a while.
You think I would be good at that because my last name has two P's at the end.
Shemp.
P-p-p-p.
Mine does too. I got a Shemp at the end of my name.
But I have a Gomez at the beginning of mine.
That's awesome. Now, let me give a shout out to another Gomez at the High Plains Reader. These folks have put out a story. Chris Hennen, I believe, wrote it.
Yep, he did.
And ironically, one of the frequent people that appears on Valley News Live's Point of View show with Chris Berg is Scott Hennen, the brother of Chris Hennen.
That's right.
Who works at the High Plains Reader.
And you can see him prominently displayed on the Valley Hate News.
Valley Hate Live.
Facebook page and
the
Twitter
spoof
page.
Facebook page that was created. And another guy that's on there is Rob Port. He is a local blogger. He has Say Anything blog, I think it's called.
Yeah, you don't even want to say it all. Say Anything whatever.com or something.
Boo.
He just says whatever, you know.
Boo.
I'm sorry, that was very opinionated.
Listen, I have agreed with Rob Port a few times. And he has a column in my brother's paper. Who, you know, and remember, I used to be the editor of the High Plains Reader. Media in this community needs to be more diversified. That's why we're having this discussion. And we don't have diverse enough media right now. And that's, I believe, one of the reasons why we have these kind of tunnel vision stories of hating on people in our community. That is the allegation that is being made, not only in this story in the High Plains Reader by Chris Hennen, the writer, and one of the editors at the paper.
He's an assistant editor.
Right. And also by Unity ND, the group that created the Valley Hate Live page. I suggest that you go check it out. It's very interesting. And here's what some of the page says. They created this page to hold Valley News Live accountable. After Many people in the community have been complaining about the unfair and biased reporting by them. And according to the page's information, it says Valley News Live is the affiliate NBC and CBS affiliate in Fargo and Grand Forks, North Dakota, promoting right-wing commentary, racism, and hatred on social media. The mission of this page is to expose the hate that is promoted by Valley News Live in the way that promotes divisive topics using social media. And they also created a Twitter account. It's at Valley Hate Live. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, what I think it is brilliant. Kate Ferris is a brilliant man. I think this is brilliant work here because people have been very upset. I have seen a lot of people in our community, a lot of progressive people, clergy, leaders, writers, very intelligent people, lawyers, people that work with these communities regularly, people that work at Lutheran Social Services, people that work with refugee communities on different projects to help them feel welcomed in this community. There is a group of people in the Fargo-Moorhead area that is not xenophobic and that is not terrified of immigrants or foreigners or people that speak other languages or look different than them or worship differently than them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are upset about this.
Definitely. And also, these people also were part of stopping that white supremacist from taking over a town in North Dakota.
In Lathe,
North Dakota.
Right.
So imagine if
they
that...
They fight hatred. That's what they do.
Imagine,
Unity and D fights hatred.
Imagine if that guy was trying to move into West Fargo and start his own little enclave. People would be objecting. These individuals help organize and participate and collaborate with people of color across the state. Native individuals and people from all over that came out to speak out against hate, and they forced this guy out. This guy is gone from that town. Oh, he went to another one, but he didn't come to West Fargo.
Well, I'm going to read some of the posts that they've had on Valley Hate Live to see what people think of this one. People, educated or not, tend to be influenced by the media that they consume. When the media obsessively focuses on issues of that the public may not fully understand, such as the impending relocation of new refugees to some of the cities in North Dakota, extreme positions and those voices expressing them tend to gain popularity. This is especially true when the headlines are full of loaded rhetoric that direct readers to a predetermined point of view. So next time you wonder why you feel worried about an influx of refugees, or next time you feel anger or fear over an increase in crime, finding yourself automatically jumping to the conclusion that the perp might be one of those refugee types. Take another look at your local newspaper headlines. It might not just be reflecting your fear. It could be shaping it.
Oh, definitely. Right on. That was a great, great post and great point.
Mm-hmm. I think that media bias is one of the leading reasons why we have the racial tension and the racial misunderstanding perpetuated as propaganda in our country.
Definitely. In fact, it's also leaving out what is happening and putting things in. For example, today it's very, very hot outside. So what was on the news? Heat wave. Yet there are people dying. There are civil rights leaders being held in jail in Ferguson. There's been no follow-up on what's going on in Ferguson, except through social media, and some of the larger news agencies have done some reporting. But locally, if I just turn, you know, maybe I only watch a half hour of news a night, and I'm only going to see what I'm fed.
And there's a lot of folks that were really upset at some of these accusations at Valley News Live, because they say, well, you know, you can't hold all of the people that work at Valley News Live in the newsroom in non-opinion shows in the same regard as you hold the people that work in the opinion shows, right?
They're still part of the same organization.
Well, yeah. And I mean, the charge here is that is being made is that when you have this kind of fear-mongering and race baiting and making people uncomfortable and fearful of people of color, then what kind of expectation do you have of everyone else that's working there? How do you know what values they hold? it does beg the question, regardless of whether or not people like the fact that they're being lumped together in that crowd, it does beg the question that people are asking in this community, does the direction, does the leadership has something to do with that?
I think the people, I mean, the fact that they actually stay at the news station already reflects that they might agree with it. I mean, what's said behind closed doors and actual opinions, I think absolutely reflect what they're saying on the television, or they wouldn't work there. They'd work somewhere else.
Well, I think, too, when it comes to people deciding what sort of power they have in an organization, they're brought in at lower levels without as much rights and much as influence. But I think every individual, wherever they work, they can make it clear that they're going to have a voice and some opinion about what's going on in the company that they are working for, because they are supporting the company. So you should have a voice. And there's all sorts of ways you can do that. You can implement all sorts of things to make sure the employees can influence the management. And, it's hard for people. I've worked with a lot of college students. You know, I've been training, organizing, and trying to get young people involved in the community. And I am astounded that most kids in college are drones that just take what's being said to them, just like the media feeding them ideas, and they feel like they have no power or no rights to speak up. And we need to teach people to really act on what is right.
Yeah, and if you are one of the community members that is fed up with feeling like they're just spewing racist, heteronormative, homophobic, anti-women stories on Valley News Live or any other media, you should get involved. Now, back to Valley Hate Live, the spoof page. Here's a way that somebody that commented, Troy Larson, recommended that people could get involved. If you don't like what's happening at Valley News Live and the way they're doing their reporting, you can get a hold of someone and tell them so. This is what Troy posted. Valley News Live has been granted permission from the FCC to combine channels 11 and 4. And what we ended up with in the Fargo market is decreased competition, fewer alternative viewpoints, and more biased coverage. I intend to send a letter to Gray Television pointing this out, as well as letters to our elected representatives. Gray's address, if you would like to send a letter of your own, is Gray Television, 4370 Peachtree Road, Nebraska, Suite 400, Atlanta, Georgia, 30319.
And, this is in response to what the FCC is, the Federal Communications Commission. Mm-hmm. The airwaves are the people's airwaves. It's part of that human right to be able to impart information and to receive information. The FCC rules are set up for the public, for the community. Our media has become rich media, for-profit media. Huge billionaires run our media, and all under the guise of the airwaves are for the people. They are treating them like the airwaves are for the corporations. That's why we will get a response from the news director at Valley News Live saying, you don't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. We don't care. We care about our ratings that lead to advertising dollars that make us profitable as a media organization. That's totally against what these airwaves have been designed to do.
This is so funny. This is one of a comment by Mike Wilson on the page. I don't know who he is, but he said on the Valley Hate Live page, I'm sorry, but this page is immature. Grow up. You claim you want to draw attention to bias in the media. What do you think this page is? Here's an idea. Get a job, contribute to society, and quit playing on Facebook in your parents' basement for dumb. This sounds like the arguments of the, I know what you are, but what am I? It's like the,
exactly.
You're a reverse racist because you talked about it. If you just don't talk about something, it disappears. What is it with the conservative
like homelessness
jobs?
And starvation? Just don't talk about
don't
it.
Don't talk about
away.
It. It'll yeah. go away. Speaking of crazy comparisons, let's not forget, this is a post, let's not forget the time that Valley News Live anchor Chris Berg compared the U.S. House candidate Pam Gullison's support of North Dakota seniors and the programs upon which they depend to the atrocities of Adolf Hitler's Nazi party.
They always go to Hitler. Why always to Hitler? Like the genocide of 11 million Jews and 9 million others.
6 million
Jews and 9 million others. Just, it's equal to that. That's what it's equal to.
Right. Here's another post. When a story broke out about a stabbing in South Fargo, Valley News Live fans jumped into the comments to jump to conclusions, erroneously assuming the crime had been committed by a new American. In other words, a person of color. Here's one about Rob Port. It says, we need more reporters and less Port. Now, people may not know this, but Port has a history of being accused of racism. He was banned by the Turtle Mountain Chippewa tribe.
From the reservation.
Yeah. The first time they've ever had to do that because of his racist blog about their reservation.
They banned him from there?
He's banned forever. He can never... There's this one section of the world where Rob Port can't exist.
That's right.
And...
banished.
He's a Minot blogger. He's the editor of the Say Anything blog. I think he's the only person that writes for that blog.
Yes, he is.
And he has been criticized by a lot of local people. But I think that not just he, but Leon Francis have also been criticized by a lot of the local listeners and viewers of that show, as well as the stories in which they are talking about people of color in such negative ways. And it's something that we need to examine and we need to push back on. We have a voice and an opportunity to tell our media what we expect from them. They're accountable to us, right? We have communication rights.
Exactly.
I think this is an excellent way of exercising them. I think this is a brilliant way to let the media know, we don't like what you're doing. We're not going to stand for it.
That's right.
And if you want to check out their Valley Hate Live page, give it a like, check it out. You can go on Facebook and find them, or you can go on Twitter at Valley Hate Live and check out their feed. I think they're making an excellent point. I totally agree. Media bias is wrong, especially when it's pointed at people of color. That's our show for today on hate crimes and hate mongers. You've been listening to KPPP LPFM. This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp and...
Lizzie.
And today we're going to leave you with Tupac, Changes. That's just the way it is. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next time.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn, yeah.
Oh no. Come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to races. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed, and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a cheat today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Damn,
making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the box, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pips back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. But it raised no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back, cause I always got to worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Something will never change.